So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha of mizbech shenifkam ein oichlim begina kachim kal. If the mizbech achitzim became damaged, all karbanis, even kachim kalim, may not be eaten because the pasuk states ves damam tizrik ves chelbim taktur besarim yilach. The hekesh, the comparison from damam, the carbon's blood, to besarim, its meat, teaches that b'shasha ataro lizrik es adam ato oichel es habasar v'loy achas sheneres hamizbech. The basar may be eaten only during a time when the dam can be sprinkled, which is when the mizbeach is shalom complete, but not when it's chasr defective. The Gemara now questions this halacha through a contradiction of two brises. One brisa states, "Bishas silik masois zavim umitzirom mishtalchem chutz lemechitza." In the midbar, when the Yidden began to travel, they dismantled the mishkan. But even so, a mitzir was still forbidden to enter the third machne Yisrael, and a zav was forbidden to enter the second machne of the Levim who carried the mishkan, because the pasuk states, "V'nasa oil moed machne halavim b'teicha machnos." Even during their travels, the Mishkan maintained its kedusha as if its walls were standing, and accordingly there was no psul yotze on the meat of karbanis. Nevertheless, kachim nifsalin. During the masais, the meat of karbanis did become psul, as Rashi explains, but nesilikam mizbeach, because there was no mizbeach since it was removed from its place, and the mizbeach is mandatory for achilas kachim. The second brace, however, states b'shnei makayim is kachim nachal. In the midbar, the karbanis were eaten in two places. When the Mishkan was standing, the karbanis were eaten in their designated machna, and when the Mishkan was dismantled, the karbanis were eaten along their route, even though there was no mizbeach. Apparently, the mizbeach is not mandatory for achilas kachim. To resolve this contradiction, the Gemara initially assumes the following distinction: habakachim kachim, habakachim kalam. The first brisa refers to kachim kachim, that do become possible when there is no mizbeach, while the second brisa refers to kachim kalam, that remain kosher even when there is no mizbeach. Apparently, the halacha of mizbech shenifkim does not apply to kachim kalim. The Gemara offers two answers by resolving the contradiction between the two brises differently. Perhaps both brises refer to kachim kalim, and it's indeed a machlekes ha Rabbi Shmuel ha Rabbanan. The first brise is Rabbi Shmuel, who makes the hekesh of besaroi ledamai. Therefore, mizbech shenifkim does apply to kachim kalim, while the second brise is the Rabbanan, who did not make the hekesh of besaroi ledamai. Therefore, mizbech shenifkim does not apply to kachim kalim. Or perhaps both brises refer to kachim kachim, and in the second brisa, b'shnei mekaymas does not refer to la'achar shenasu when the mizbech was already removed, but rather b'shnei mekaymas refers to kaidim she'amidu levim as a mishkan u'la'achar she'yifruku ha'levim as a mishkan. As Rashi explains, kaidim she'amidu must be interpreted as when the mishkan was standing, and kachim kachim were eaten within the walls of the mishkan. And even when the levim dismantled the walls, but before they moved the mizbech, kachim kachim were eaten because afa bishanasa oil mayru, the Mishkan maintained its kedusha and the mizbech was in its place. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding the mizbech that was in Mishkan Shiloh after the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Rehudam Rav says mizbech shel Shiloh shel avanam haya. The mizbech in Shiloh was made of stones and it was not the original mizbech and the cheshers of the Mishkan as in the midbar because avanim shalish pamim. The term mentions mizbech avanim three times. Once in Parshas Yisroi, and two times in Parshas Kisavai, which allude to the following three mizbeches: Echad shel Shiloi, Vechad shel Neve Givain, Ubeis Eilam. The Gemara questions this from the following brisa: Eish yarda min haShemayim b'mei Moshe lo nistalka ma'al mizbech anachesh ela b'mei Shleima, ve'eish yarda b'mei Shleima lo nistalka ad shabo menasha b'silka. The original fire that came down from heaven in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu remained on the mizbech anachesh until the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, when the fire was transferred onto the mizbech avanim that Shleima Melech built. And this fire remained on the Mizbech Avonim until the king Menashe destroyed it. The Gemara asks, if in Mishkan Shiloh there was a new Mizbech Avonim, then mi'ikarahu distalkle. The original fire already left the Mizbech Anachesh earlier in Mishkan Shiloh when they transferred to the Mizbech Avonim. The Gemara offers two explanations. Either it's machlekes whether in Mishkan Shiloh they used the original Mizbech Anachesh or a new Mizbech Avonim. And Rav Huna Rav concurs with Rav Nassan who says, Mizbech shel Shiloh shel Anachesh haya chalul umali Avonim. In Mishkan Shiloh, they used a different mizbech whose outside was made of copper, while the inside was hollow and filled with stones. Or there is no machlekes, and all agree that in Mishkan Shiloh they used a new mizbech avanim, and the original fire transferred onto the mizbech. Nevertheless, the original fire remained on the mizbech nacheshes to some degree, either as the rabbanon say shaviva hava mishadra, when the karbanis were burned on the Mizbech Avonim, sparks shot out from the Mizbech Anachesh, which also stood in Mishkan Shiloi to the Mizbech Avonim. Or, as Rav Papa says, Ushpiza havanokit, bezimnen hacha, bezimnen hacha. The original fire would move from one Mizbeach to the other. The Gemara proceeds with a Mishnah, Mesechtas Midas, that discusses the Mizbech of the second Mesa Mikdash. Tanan Hasam Uksha Alu Bnei HaGoyla, Hesifu Lav Dal Ramas Min HaDarim, V'Dal Ramas Min HaMayriv, Kimin Gama. As Rashi explains, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the base of the Mizbech HaChitzim was 28 by 28 Amma, and after deducting for the Am Yisoid, Seiviv, Kronos, Mokam Hilach HaKahanim, the Mokam HaMaracha was 20 by 20 Amma. When they built the second Beis HaMikdash, they added on to the Mizbeach 4 Amma on the Dharma side and 4 Ammas on the Ma'arav side, like the letter and the Chaf. And the base became 32 Amma by 32 Amma, and the top 24 by 24 Amma. The Gemara offers three reasons for why they added on to the Mizbeach. Rav Yisiv says, Mishum Delei Sipik. They enlarged the area of the Maracha because the fire was not large enough to burn all the Karbanas. And although in the Mikdash region the population was much larger, a smaller Maracha was sufficient because Isha Shalmayim Misayatan. They had a fire from heaven that helped burn all the Karbanas. Whereas in the Mikdash Sheni, although the population was smaller, a smaller Maracha was not sufficient because Ein Isha Shalmayim Misayatan. The fire from Shemayim was weaker and could not burn all the Karbanas. Bar Kapara says, Shitin Haisifu. They extended the Mizbeach in Ma'aravis Deraimis in the southwest corner to include in the Mizbeach the cavity in which to pour the Nesachim, which was originally a hole outside the Mizbeach. As the Gemara explains, in the Mikdash Rishon they held that Mizbeach Adama meant, Shu Otum Ba'adama. The Mizbeach must be completely filled with earth with no cavities. Therefore, they made the Shitin outside the Mizbeach. While in the Mikdash Sheni they held the Mizbeach Adama meant, Shu Mechubur Ba'adama. The Mizbeach must be attached to the ground and should not be built in cavities or tunnels, but a cavity that is needed for the function of the Mizbeach is permitted. Therefore, they made the Shitin inside the Mizbeach. Because Shtiyah Kachila, Ma'achila Mesakelis b'Mizbeach, Av Shtiyah Netivla b'Mizbeach. The Mizbeach's consumption of liquids must be like its consumption of salads. Therefore, just like the Karbanas are consumed on the Mizbeach, so the Nesacha must be absorbed in the Mizbeach. Rav Yisiv says, Kra Ashkach v'Darsh. In the Mikdash Sheni, they darshan the following pasuk: "Vayomer David, Zehu Beis Hashem Elokim, Zeh Mizbeach LaOilo LiYisrael." The Mizbeach is compared to the bayis. Ma bayis shishim amma, af Mizbeach shishim amma. The Mizbeach Achitzin can be up to the length of the Hechel, which was 60 amma, but they added only 4 amma because this amount was sufficient. This discussion continues in the next daf.